Hey, we are starting!
Hello, I'm Frédéric Danis, software engineer at Colaboa, and I will present you the Bluetooth test in wire plumber and pipewire and wire plumber. Pipewire is a low latency gravebed processing engine that aims is to handle the audio and video streams. It is intended to replace both pulse audio and jack audio systems. Wire plumber is in charge of creating the audio and video notes and the link between the notes accordingly to the policies defined by the system or the users. Both of them are designed for desktop. Main distribution are switching to them or to the embedded. More specifically for Bluetooth, the Bluetooth Classic audio profiles are divided in two main categories. The mono, the stereo, and mostly unidirectional audio streaming called A2DP, and the mono and bidirectional profiles, like which is N3 profile and etc. profile, the latter less and less used. So for the Bluetooth Classic audio profiles, A2DP stands for Advanced Audio Distribution Profiles. It aims to manage audio streaming between media player and headset or speakers. And in this table, you can see the supported codecs. The first one is SBC codec, which is low complexity, fast, and low C, but is implemented on all devices. The A2DP specification allows other codecs like AEC, which is optional and not implemented on all devices. And the specification allows also other codecs not defined in the specification. Most of them have been implemented to improve the audio quality, but are not supported by all devices. For example, the EPTX family of codecs can be found on Qualcomm devices or need licensing from Qualcomm, or the LDAC codec is found on Sony devices. In Pipewire, we use this ability to add some other codec like Opus, which is an open format, or LT3 Plus, which is an enhanced version of the codec used in LE Audio, which we'll talk later. And some vendors have the ability to do bidirectional audio on A2DP with the FastStream codec, which is an evolution of the SBC codec, or the APTX lossless codec, which is one of the APTX family. No, just one other thing. Last year, we were able to pass the Bluetooth qualification using both Pipewire and Wire Plumber on the Steam Deck. HFP stands for hands-free profile. It is used for communication usage. But unlike the A2DP one, it also defines the commands to interact with the telephony using a set of 80 commands. This can be done with external daemons like HSP, HFPD, or Ofono. Ofono adding a complete support for the modem. Or with the native backend, which is only set a limited set of 80 commands, allowing to complete the connection with Bluetooth devices. And this can be used in with configuring application. Last year, we added to the native backend the support for modem manager, allowing to have a complete telephony usage from inside the Bluetooth, from inside Pipewire, sorry. So with Ofono or modem manager, Pipewire adds a complete telephony support to the mobile distribution device, mobile device distribution. HFP supports two codecs, the mandatory one, which is CVSD, which is a narrowband audio connection. In this case, for the CVSD, the audio is sent directly to the Bluetooth chipset, which will encode the data through the BlueCisco socket. And the second codec is MSBC, which is optional. It's a fixed configuration of SBC. But it needs both support from kernel and the chipset. And it is automatically detected during runtime by Pipewire. But on some hardware devices, the chipset has a direct audio link connected to an audio card or to the modem. To be able to support it, we had a hardware scope offload mode, which allows Pipewire to only use this co-socket to create and connect to the the link to the remote device, while WirePlumber will create a pass-through node allowing the user to select the Bluetooth remote device as an audio output. And then the data are sent to the audio card, which play them to the Bluetooth chipset, which will at the end encode and send the data over the air. Now we'll do a quick overview of the new low energy audio specifications. The idea is to unify the stereo and mono audio profiles and replace both A2DP and HFP. It has a better sound quality with the new LC3 codec, and it has an isochronous to guarantee bandwidth and minimal delay. It is, by default, it is able to support bidirectional audio for every usage. It supports multi-stream support, replacing true wireless. It also supports hearing aids. And with the new overcast mode, you are able to broadcast audio without interaction between the transmitter and the receivers. This ends up in a lot of new profiles and specification. The one in blue